everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. And we are really excited today because we are here to talk about our favorite non-Hallmark Christmas movies of 2019. This kind of puts a cap on this season of our bonus non-Hallmark coverage. And I am film critic Rachel Wagner, and I am joined by Amy is here.
Hey, guys.
Yes, and we have a special guest, Laura Ann Marie is here.
Hi.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, so you were on last year, so we had to have you back for this year. And for both of you, do you feel like this year was as strong as last year, or do you think last year was stronger than this year? What do you think, Amy?
I think like Up kind of stepped up its game a little bit this year. I also really like the Netflix stuff. I wouldn't say stronger than last year. I just think these strong channels were changed this year, if that makes sense. Cause there was some good stuff on Lifetime, but I just don't feel like Lifetime had a strong slate, not as strong as last year, but upgraded, no pun intended. And, you know, Netflix, I think, did a little bit better this year. So I think it's equal to last year. I just think it was different people that were, or different channels and platforms that were excelling than the previous years.
What about you, Laura? What do you think?
I think it's about the same, but Up did step it up this year. I think I enjoyed a few more of their movies this year than last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. For me, it's about the same, I would say, of the years, but I think that aside from my favorite, I don't think there was anything that I liked as much as my top two last year, mm-hmm. with Christmas Pen Pals and Christmas Perfection. Those are still two of my favorite Christmas movies I've ever seen, and so these were not as good as those two. But that's a high bar because I love those movies so much. But yeah, I think there was a little bit more variety and of channels. And so I think that you can kind of see that you'll see that in our lists. I think they'll probably cover quite a few. Overall, there weren't that many movies that I was like miserable watching. There were a few, but it was a pretty interesting slate. We saw a little more diversity this year, which was nice, in the casting and in the story subjects. And I think, you know, obviously that's definitely to be encouraged. And we saw some new channels this year with Disney Plus and with OWN getting into the game. So that's always good too.
So, yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, let's just dive in and go with our number 10. Amy, why don't you start us off?
All right. Well, I'm going to start off with one from ION, and that it was, I believe this was ION, Christmas Matchmakers. I really enjoyed that one. It was like the only LA-based Christmas movie that came out this year, where the setting was LA, and I just thought it was really cute, and I liked Vivica A. Fox's character in that movie, so that's my number 10.
Yeah, so the set it up but at Christmas, that was your number 10, huh?
Yeah, well, I liked the one on Netflix originally, and I think, you know, it just stepped it up a little bit for me with the Christmas.
Cool, good. I did like Vivica A. Fox in that one. She did a really good job. So you know, it's like that. All right, Laura, what about you? What's your number 10?
Christmas Movie Christmas.
Ah, what did you like about that?
I like that it posts, like, it was meta, I think that's how you say it.
Uh-huh.
And it was really funny. So yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Cool, good. All right. Well, my number 10, it was a big surprise. I was not expecting to like it, but it was on the one channel, and it is Dear Santa, I Need a Date. And this has stars Ray J, the great thespian, And but it was actually pretty funny. It was about him and his sister. They go home for Thanksgiving, and their parents are like, "Come on, we challenge you to bring a date to Christmas." And so really the first like 2/3 of the movie is them going on all these dates, and it was funny. They had like this sort of commentary in the captions. I would say like hashtag high maintenance or hashtag it made me laugh. And then they finally get dates, and they know that the dates are separated from their spouses, and so they show up at Christmas dinner and for the weekend or whatever, and they find out that their dates are actually married.
Oh my gosh.
And like his mom is like, their mom is like super excited, like, oh, you know, these new in-laws or whatever, new this is so exciting. And it turns out they brought married people to them. So that, it was funny. I liked it. And so that is my number 10. If you want a surprise, it was definitely one of my biggest surprises of the season. So and so, all right, very good. So Amy, what is your number 9?
I'm so surprised by my number 9 when I finally got my list together. The fact that this ended up on number 9, I think this ended up airing on BET, but it was A Very Corgi Christmas.
Oh, this is on BYU TV.
BYU TV. And I really enjoyed it. It was really cute. The kids were cute. I love Kevin McGarry. And I'm not a dog person. So the fact that this ended up on my top 10, I was like very surprised. But it was so cute. And the dog was adorable. It was almost as cute as a cat. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin McGarry really was the king of Christmas this year.
I know, and he was very handsome in all of his movies.
Yes, equally handsome. Mm-hmm. I think, what was my favorite from Kevin McGarry? I think maybe Random Acts of Christmas might have been my favorite of his, yes. Because I liked in that one how he was a rare good man of business in Random Acts of Christmas. He was kind of like secretly Batman. And it was funny in the interview I did with him, he even said that. He was like, oh yeah, that was the one where I got to play Batman. And, you know, because he's like the secret executive who's like helping people. But I liked the Very Corgi Christmas as well. The only part about it I didn't like was I didn't like that whole scene where she comes into work and there's like the grizzled lady.
Yeah. I was like, wow, this is like a screwed moment.
Don't make the same mistakes I made. You know, like, come on.
I do have to say about Random Acts of Christmas, though, I totally hated on that when we reviewed it. Uh-huh. And I went back and rewatched it, and I realized the reason I hated it so much was because I watched it with, okay, my two best friends, they don't like these type of movies, and I watched that with them, and so, like, their opinion was in my brain when I was reviewing it, because both of them were like, why are we watching this? And so once I rewatched it, I enjoyed it more than I did the first time.
You have to be careful with these movies. You can't watch them with just anybody.
They're my two best friends, and it's just like, please just, like, twice a year, they'll actually sit and watch one of these types of movies with me. And, you know, I cherish that time anyways.
Yeah. I mean, it's not in my top 10, but I did enjoy it. And yeah, I liked the Very Corgi. Those dogs were so cute. And
they were adorable.
So good choice. All right. Laura, what do you have at number 9?
Christmas in Paris.
Oh, interesting. Hmm. Very good. What did you like about that one?
I liked seeing Paris. I'm pretty obsessed with France. So that was pretty nice. And I related to the female character. I like the dad and daughter scenes. That was really relatable to me.
So. Yeah, that was good. And that one, it was a little bit soapy in a good way, I thought.
Yeah.
A lot of swoon-worthy scenes and a lot of kisses, which I liked. And so good. I'm glad you liked that one. It was fun to have the actor. We got to interview him, and he was very charming. So that. I'm glad you picked that. All right, my number nine is called.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Called Feast of the Seven Fishes. And this is, I feel like this is a really good choice. You could have watched it with your friends, Amy. Because this is a good choice for someone who doesn't want the sort of more saccharine type of Christmas movies. It's more a slice of life kind of film where you follow these people around during this Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. It's set in the 80s, and it's just about this family of these various Italian American people in and their various loves and family and drama, and I thought it was well done, well written. Some people will want more plot, but I liked just sort of spending time with these people, and they felt real to me. Like I can definitely imagine people like this existing, and sometimes the family chaos, you know, in Christmas movies can be a little over the top.
Yeah,
and sometimes that works because it's funny, but then other times it can just be really grating. And this felt grounded in like reality, and of course there's romance, and there's you know, tough things they have to deal with, and makes. But I thought it was well written, well acted, well done. And if you're in the mood for something different, I think it's a good choice. So. Yeah, it's one that you'd have to get on demand. So, all right, Amy, what is your number eight?
My number eight is the sequel to Christmas with the Prince on Up. So Christmas with the Prince Becoming Royal. Yeah. I thought it was super cute, and I was happy to see more of the kingdom life, and especially seeing, I always forget his name, but the guy from The Nanny as the king, that just always, I think he is perfect as a king. And I just found that movie really funny, and I thought it was a really good sequel. And yeah, it was fun.
I mean, you just gotta love Natasha?
Yeah.
And her scheme.
A good Photoshop scandal.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. How we got that photo in the first place is hilarious.
I know.
Did you get to see that one, Laura?
No, not yet.
Another one? Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's got a real old school kind of seductress kind of, which was fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. What was your number eight, Laura?
Sweet Mountain Christmas.
Oh, good. What did you like about that one?
Megan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I really like that she got to sing in this one. That was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She sang quite a bit, actually. There was several songs. Mm-hmm. So that's true. And I thought that her and Terrell Rothery were very well cast as mother-daughter.
Yeah, me too.
It definitely felt like they could be actual mother-daughter. And so that's a good choice. That was their first one, right? Wasn't that?
Yeah, that was the first Lifetime this year, wasn't it? Yeah.
First Lifetime. So, all right. Well, my number eight is I think the funny, well, no, I guess I have one other funny, really funny one, but I have the biggest surprise of the season, for me at least, was Turkey Drop. And I thought this, I guess it's technically a Thanksgiving movie, but it's a holiday film. Mm-hmm. And I just thought this was really funny, especially the whole dinner scene when everyone's making announcements and there's like everybody's, I got an announcement. No, I got an announcement. I'm not going to let you say your announcement. And that made me laugh. I thought Cheryl Hines was really funny as the mom. And she's like, I'm not having an affair with Jerry. Like, the cheese guy. And I don't know. I thought I laughed a lot. And you got the grumpy grandma who's just like, I don't like any of you guys.
Yeah, that was funny.
And I thought that the guy was very dreamy.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean, I think was his name in the show. And he was, I thought they did the kissing scenes were very well done. And I just think for a teenage comedy, it was well done. I think I would have really loved it. When I was younger, and now I'm older, and I still really enjoyed it, and so I have it at 8. Definitely got me some big laughs. So especially when you consider ABC Family's last year,
mm-hmm.
they definitely, it was much better this year, their offerings compared to that life-size movie.
Oh gosh, yeah.
which was very rough. Mm-hmm. All right, Amy, what is your number 7?
My number 7 is Christmas in Louisiana.
Yeah.
I adored this one. It was so cute. Not only was it written by my favorite person, Elise Murray, but also I just love the idea of the Christmas, what were they, Christmas Mr. and Mrs., or was it Prince and Princess, or
was it the Queen of
Queen of Christmas,
something like that?
Yeah, I can't remember the titles, but they were so cute, and I loved the whole community feeling and the whole you know, it was like the past 50 years of the Mr. and Mrs. of Christmas, and yeah. Also, you know, a warmer climate themed Christmas movie. I enjoy that because I live in a warm climate. So it's nice to see Christmas movies where people are still enjoying the holiday season. And it's not, you know, freezing and snowing and there's a blizzard. Somehow they still included Winter Storm Megan in that one, though. So I'm props to Lifetime for that one.
Yeah, we should talk about that for a second. Winter Storm Megan.
Yeah. So.
Laura, what did you think of that gimmick that they did of having, was that fun for you?
Yeah, that was fun for me.
I want to know who came up with it. Like, who do we give credit to for Winter Storm Megan? I want to know.
If you're listening, let us know.
How much you want to bet it was someone named Megan?
I wouldn't be surprised if it's somebody who had like a bad breakup, like a bitter relationship.
With someone named Megan?
Yeah. You know, because if you think about it, like Megan is ruining all the plans for all these people on Christmas. So that's true. To be a villain. You wouldn't name like somebody that you loved after a winter storm.
Yeah, but at the same time, the storm, you know, sometimes helped couples get together. So maybe it was, you know, a blessing in disguise type of thing. I don't know.
Maybe.
I am thinking way too much into this really tiny plot device.
No, it was fun. It was a fun little gimmick kind of to weave you through all of the movies. And because even if you weren't enjoying the movie, you could kind of wait to see what Winter Storm Megan. I think the only one, if I'm not mistaken, that didn't have it was the Christmas a la mode. They didn't mm-hmm. have it, which was very disappointing.
Yeah, I think it was only that one because that one I think was acquired. Other than that, I think the rest of them were supposed to be on Lifetime. Right. So they all had mentioned Winter Storm Megan.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. And I Christmas in Louisiana was a tough cut for me, but I did really enjoy it. And I think the cast was so strong. And I loved Dee Walls and Barry Bostwick as sort of the grandparents. They were so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were so, so, so cute. Let's take a second from our episode to thank our sponsor for this episode. It's the good folks over at Care Of. And at Care Of, they deliver vitamins and other health products right to your door. And you can have a subscription, or you can just order individually. And what they do is you go onto their site at takecareof.com, and you can take a quiz that helps you to refine what your particular vitamin needs are. And Amy, you have taken this quiz. You have used the Care Of product. What do you think?
Well, the quiz, for one, it's simple, it's easy. They're really basic, easy questions to answer that'll help you get the vitamins that are suited for you, which is really nice. And also, these vitamins do come in individual daily packaging, which mm-hmm. is just so helpful, especially for someone, you know, I'm a college student. I can easily pick the package up, stick it in my purse, take it on the go, and I have that individual packaging that is for each day, which is really, really nice to have.
Yeah. And right now we're starting the new year. Everybody's trying to be healthy, setting those goals. And so this is a really great product that will help you to be able to keep those goals in a very simple way. So it's definitely something to check out. If you go to takecareof.com, you can get 50% off your first order using code HOMEWORKIES50. So definitely check it out. That's takecareof.com. Enter code HOMEWORKIES50. Okay. What about you, Laura? What's your number 7?
Random acts of Christmas.
Oh, very good. So you liked the Lifetime Batman movie.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. What did you like about that one?
Aaron and Kevin are two of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy movies that feature journalism because that was my major in college. So okay. I kind of really enjoy that. So
cool. Good. Yeah, that was a cute one. I liked it too. All right. Well, so my number 7 is The Road Home for Christmas. This was one of the early ones, but aside from the way too long musical montage in the middle, aside from that, I really enjoyed it. I thought that Rob Mays and Marla Sokoloff had really nice chemistry. I thought that they did a good job as far as their roles and the back and forth, the witty banter between the two of them as they went on this road trip and had all this crazy stuff. I particularly liked the whole sequence at the hotel, this like cheap motel where she thinks she sees a mouse and it's really just candy and I don't know, all they divide the bed by pillows and I don't know, just that whole sequence was really cute and funny. And then I also thought there was a nice heart to it with him dealing with his mom being sick and when he tricks her into taking the bus, the spot on the bus, and you see him out there like, oh, mm-hmm. that was so swoon worthy. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a really sweet Christmas movie. And so that's the one I have at 7.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Number 6. Amy, what do you have at 6?
All right. Wait for cue Rachel's groan when I say this.
Oh,
It's a Netflix, A Cinderella Story Christmas Wish. Love that one. But I have to say, for me at least, the two stars were people I grew up with like Lauren Marano and, oh my gosh, I can't even remember his name now. But anyway, Greg Sulkin. Okay. Sorry. I grew up with them and I thought it was so cute to see them in a movie together. And I enjoyed the singing and dancing. And I think it was just, you know, like cutesy Christmas. I don't know. It was a good, cute little Cinderella story, and I really enjoyed it, and I really liked the two of them together. I think that was a good pairing. I don't know if Greg Sulkin has a career in singing coming up anytime soon, but I thought they were really cute together. So,
yeah. Well, that's good. That's why there's something for everybody. Did you see that, Laura?
No, not yet.
Yeah. It wasn't my favorite, and I have liked pretty much all of these Cinderella story movies, I thought they'd been cute enough, but all of the singing, I just wasn't for me, but I'm glad that you enjoyed it. So there we go. That's why we have so many different opinions here on the podcast. All right, Laura, what do you have at 6?
Always and Forever Christmas.
Oh, I felt like I was the only one in the world who liked this movie. Hey, what did you like about it?
I like the diversity.
Uh-huh.
And I like the magic element.
Yeah, I thought that Beth Broderick was really cute as Mrs. Claus in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was a Save the Store storyline, but I thought it was cute. Amy hated it. But
it's not that I didn't like the storyline, but it's like no one else noticed that audio cut in and out so bad the entire movie. And I watched it on multiple devices to try and fix it. The audio and the music, I couldn't stand it.
It's not in my top 10, but I did enjoy it, particularly for Beth Broderick. I thought she was really good.
Yeah.
And so very good. All right, well, my number 6 is also from Netflix, and it's Holiday in the Wild. And this isn't the most Christmassy movie. That is a valid critique, but I thought that Kristen Davis and Rob Lowe had great chemistry together. The elephants were so cute, and I thought it was a believable romance that grew over time. And I thought that it was well written. The banter between them, Neil and Tibby Dabrowski are really good at writing banter, and I just enjoyed it. I thought it was a really solid little romantic comedy. So there we go. All right. So Amy, what do you have at number 5?
Okay, number 5, I have from Disney Plus, I have Noelle. Uh-huh. I think this one just had a lot of it had a disappointing ending for me, but it had so much Christmas spirit, and I love the idea of Santa being a female. I just love that idea. I thought it was so cute. I thought Anna Kendrick did an amazing job of just acting so whimsical and like she was Santa's daughter. It was just such a good representation of Santa's kids for me. I thought it was so cute, and I like the idea of Santa being a girl. I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was so cute, and also that tiny little reindeer was adorable.
Yeah, my favorite part of that movie was that the people, all the kids that got the naughty text.
Mm-hmm. Like, that was great. That was awesome.
Try again next year.
Mm-hmm.
Make your bed more and then you'll that made me laugh. I mean, I gave it a positive review. I guess my expectations were pretty high for it. Mm-hmm. So that's always dangerous, but but yeah, Anna Kendrick was really cute for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Laura, what about you? What's your number 5?
Christmas in Louisiana.
Very good. So what do you like about this?
It's diversity. And I like the grandparents. They were cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it managed to have a couple different relationships, which is nice.
Yeah.
And I did love that whole boat parade. That's a new one.
Yeah, that was cool.
I've never seen that in a Christmas movie. That was cute. So, good choice. Okay, well, my number 5 is Grounded for Christmas. I really liked it was such a classic Christmas movie with Corey Sevier and Juliana Gill pretending to be dating to please her parents, which is a storyline I really like. And I also thought the banter was pretty good in there. I thought they were pretty flirty, pretty cute together. And I thought it had enough sort of funny moments and enough, I just really enjoyed it. And so, yeah, I have it at number 5. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Amy, what do you have at number 4? We're hitting the big time here at the top.
Number four is a Netflix one. Another, you know, kind of silly, whimsical one with the Christmas magic. That's my theme this year, I guess, Christmas magic, The Night Before Christmas on Netflix. I really like that one, and I think Vanessa Hudgens did a really good job. I thought it was cute how, like, my favorite part was the night trying to talk to Alexa, which I just found that really funny, and then binging on Netflix. I found that really cute, and it was really whimsical, and I enjoyed the magic, and yeah, that was cute for me.
Did you like that one as much as the Princess Switch one?
No, I think I liked it more than Princess Switch.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I enjoyed Princess Switch. I think it was on my top 10 last year was Princess Switch, though, too. Yeah.
Cool. Good. All right. Laura, what about you? What's your number four?
Storybook Christmas.
Oh, good. Yeah. That one was a tough cut for me. It's in my top 15. What was your favorite thing about this one?
Allie and Jade had good chemistry. The little girl was really cute. And I really like the story.
Yeah. It had really nice emotion to it. You could definitely feel her situation, and it brought on all the feels for sure.
Yeah.
That's a good choice. Also, I was waiting for her to be all outraged that he was the author. And the reveal, but they didn't actually go that route, which I was glad, because that would have been lame. So I was like, whoa, oh, good. So very good. All right. Well, my number four is A Christmas Wish. Hillary Burton was great in this. Every time that she got coffee spilled on her, I died laughing. I don't know. That joke never got old for me. It was so funny. And I thought that Tyler Hilton was really cute as her colleague who's got a crush on her. And when he finally admits to her that he's in love with her, she thinks that it's just this spell or whatever you want to call it that's making him say that. And so, but then, like, just the devastation, he's so sad, and I really liked his brother and his partner and his brother's partner. The two of them I thought were really funny and good, and I liked Megan Park. She really felt like Hillary Burton's sister. I liked the whole conceit of making this wish, and that was really fun, and it had a lot of pretty people in it. I just really enjoyed it. So that's my number four. All right, Amy, what do you have? This is the big three.
Number three. Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay, the pressure. No. So this is one that was aired on Netflix, but it was a video on demand. Santa Girl. I really liked Santa Girl so much. It was whimsical. It was a college-based romance. I liked the combination of, you know, the whimsy and the Christmas magic that I feel like I just wanted so much Christmas magic this year, with the combination of, like, a really nice, pretty accurate, I would say, well, minus the Christmas magic, a more accurate college representation. And that was because it was made by college students. And it was really nice to see something that was, you know, a little bit of magical, a little bit of fun, and that displayed college as more than just partying and drinking. So that was nice, and yeah. I enjoyed it. And I wish there was more college Christmas romances that did not involve all the partying and drinking, because let's be honest, in college, we're just tired and wearing sweatpants all the time. So yeah, that's why I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that one was really cute. Did you watch the little, like, any of the behind the scenes or anything like that on YouTube?
No, but I definitely want to.
You should. Yeah, it was just really cute, because just the everybody talking about the work that, you know, and how proud they were of it, and it just made you, it reminded me of why I love movies, that, you know, people might be like, oh, it's just a little Christmas movie, but seeing how it, how the creativity really excited them and brought something into their lives. It, I don't know, just brought it back to the roots of why movies are great to me. And so I really, you should definitely watch it. It'll make you smile. And I mean, it brings up that, that Barry Bostic was also kind of a, a king of Christmas a little bit. I mean, he was a good thing in A Christmas Miracle, which, and he was in this as Santa.
I would like him to play Santa again. I think he's a good Santa.
I think so too.
And the cast, I want to say the cast in Santa Girl as well, were two people that were like huge parts of my childhood. Again, you know, Harper from Wizards of Waverly Place and Ned from Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. That is a coupling I never thought I would see, but I thought it was really cute and I thought they worked really good, really good together. And I, yeah, I enjoyed it so much.
Good. All right. Laura, what do you have at 3?
Matchmaker Christmas.
Okay. Oh, good. I'm glad that someone picked that. So we have Christmas Matchmakers and Matchmaker Christmas, both making one of our lists. What did you like about this one?
I love the story, and I thought the two leads had good chemistry.
Yeah, this was in my top 15, so it was a tough cut for me, but I really did enjoy it. And I don't know if you noticed, but it was actually it has basically the same story as Persuasion from Jane Austen, but it wasn't done annoyingly like Sensibility and Snowman. It was just like this subtle little Easter egg thing. But yeah, I liked the whole idea of them having once been a couple and then their parents had convinced them, their families had convinced them to not be together, and now they're thrown back into each other's company. And yeah, it was cute. I also liked the other matches that she was making, that other lady.
Yeah, me too.
And this whole thing, and it was all made in Utah, so I like know everywhere that they were at, which was fun for me. But yeah, I liked that one too. I think that one's one of the more underrated of the year, I would say. So good choice. All right. Well, my number 3 is A Christmas Movie Christmas. So funny. So clever. I really liked that you had both the sister who was all into these movies like we are, and then you had the one who's cynical. They're both in this Christmas land. And I loved Brad Daughtry's character. He was so funny to me. And I asked, because I thought for sure that him doing all the cards, that was like a dig at Hallmark, because Hallmark makes cards, right? But Brian Herzlinger, the director, he said, oh no, you know, that was just, you know, that it wasn't. But I still think it's really funny if you think of it that way. And just things like when she says, he says, I'll take the hint. And she's like, it's not a hint. I'm directly telling you. I'm explicitly stating to leave me alone. That was really funny. And the little girl was funny. And I loved the fake movies in it. It was hilarious. And I don't know. It was funny. It made me laugh. So that was my favorite comedy of the year for Christmas, was A Christmas Movie Christmas. And so, Amy, what do you have at number 2?
Number 2, I have the adaptation of the book Let It Snow on Netflix. I enjoyed the book, and I loved the movie. I thought it was a cute adaptation, had a really great cast, and I just thought it was a cute compilation. I thought it was kind of like a junior version of
oh goodness, what's that movie called that everybody loves?
Love Actually.
Of Love Actually, yeah. I thought it was a junior Love Actually type of movie with teenagers, and it was a really good adaptation of the book, so I really enjoyed it.
Mm, good. Yeah, and Joan Cusack, hilarious.
Yep.
So good. All right, Laura, what do you have at number two?
Twinkle All the Way.
Yay! Oh, what did you like about Twinkle All the Way?
Sarah's becoming one of my favorite actresses in Christmas movies.
Yeah.
And the little girls were so cute.
Oh, did you just die at that fort making scene?
Oh, that was one of my favorite scenes.
Oh my gosh. Did you get to see this one, Amy?
Because you
weren't on when we talked about it.
Nope. Haven't watched it. Haven't seen it. And honestly, at this point, I am so far behind on Christmas movies, I probably won't see.
Oh no. It's so good. Yeah, the fort making scene was so cute. I wish that I could be in that fort. It was so cute.
Mm-hmm.
They had the director's daughter, who's also in Christmas Movie Christmas, mm-hmm. is in Twinkle mm-hmm. All the Way, and she is so cute. So it's good that you picked that, Laura, because it's also my number two. And I love Sarah Drew. I like her so much that I'm tempted to go back and watch Grey's Anatomy because I stopped like at season three.
Mm-hmm. Rachel, I gotta say, in the beginning, if you do go back and watch Grey's Anatomy, April Kepner, her character in Grey's Anatomy, I am 110% sure her character is gonna bug you.
Uh-oh.
Like, you're not. She's one of my favorite characters, but I don't think you will like her Grey's Anatomy
Uh-oh.
Character.
Well, I just absolutely loved her in Christmas Pen Pals. Everyone knows how much I love that movie. And I loved her in this. I loved her and Ryan together as these type A personalities that are trying to plan this play for their daughters. They're both single parents. And I loved Leslie Ann Warren as this like perfect grandma. She was so good. I loved the gay couple was really, really wonderful and funny and delightful. And I loved just about everything about it. I thought it was just great, great chemistry. I loved the wedding. And you know me, with weddings in these movies, usually I don't, but it was so heartfelt and so beautiful, so well done. When he unveils the view, didn't you just love that, Laura?
Yeah, that was really good.
It was so good. And then when everybody is dinging the bells at the end, it was so good. It was just the best. So I think that's a great pick. All right. So, Amy, so are we at our final picks?
Yeah, I think so. We're at number one.
Wow. That's.
Yeah.
So, Amy, what is your number one of the whole season?
My number one, and it's my number one of Christmas, period, even including Hallmark. It's A Christmas Movie, Christmas.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was the first one I watched this year, which is surprising that it's my number one because it was the first Christmas movie I watched of the entire season.
Uh-huh.
And it just brought me back to being excited and happy and having a sense of humor about what we do, because watching, I think I'm up to like almost 70 Christmas movies at this point.
Mm.
It is a little ridiculous. And to most people, you say that and they look at you like you're a crazy person.
Yeah.
And watching this movie and having it be the first one of the season really gave me a positive outlook and made me more want to continue doing this. Not that I ever wanted to stop, but it put stuff in perspective, and it also made me remember that, you know, I can make fun of myself for watching 70 Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Which was great. And I also had a great cast, had you know, great writing, and it was really cute, and I'm definitely gonna want to watch it in Christmases to come. And you know, I like a movie that can make fun of itself and that can also make fun of something I love and enjoy doing so much. So, yeah.
It was
my number one.
So funny. And mm-hmm. pretty much any scene in that candy shop with Brand Daughtry was the best. And they're decorating cookies and
I also love the Ryan Meerman was the other guy, and he was in a lot of Disney Channel movies when I was younger, so it was interesting to see him, you know, all grown up and being the love interest, and I thought it was really cute. His character Dustin I thought was adorable, so yeah,
very good pick. All right, Laura, what do you have at number one?
Christmas love letter.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was a good one. I liked that too. What did you like about it?
I love the plot. I thought Ashley was really good. It had a good dad and daughter dynamic. Mm-hmm. And the little girl was so cute.
Mm-hmm. It had such a swoon-worthy ending. They totally nailed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that whole... and then they did have really nice chemistry. The only weird part about that movie was the dog thing.
Yeah.
Very weird. Like, what were they thinking? But very good. So my favorite Christmas movie of the year was also my favorite movie I saw of the year, just not even just Christmas movies. It was Klaus on Netflix. I absolutely loved the animation. I think it was so beautiful. We've been hoping for a return of 2D animation because all we see is the same looking CGI. 3D kind of looking animation, and this was more flat 2D animation, and so that was so refreshing to me. I loved the way it used lighting to show sort of the growth of these different characters from when they were sort of depressed and feuding. I loved all the voice work. I thought was amazing. I thought it had a huge heart. Klaus is this person who's kind of isolated himself. He's dealing with his grief, and the more that he gets kind of involved in helping the children, the more out of his shell he gets. I thought it was really funny. I liked all of the characters. I thought it had a huge Christmas spirit. It's all about the origin of Santa Claus, and these kids, as they begin to read and they start communicating, and there you just see, like, literally you see the their whole world starts to change. Like, it goes from being this dark kind of place to being bright, and really just captured the Christmas spirit. I just loved it. I thought it was so great. And I hope that it's the beginning of many more animated films like this. And I hope that Netflix continues on. They have a really exciting group of artists working there now that is not only producing films but is also producing television shows that with beautiful animation that the other studios have kind of stopped making, and it's somebody who's a huge animation fan. This is very exciting for me, and it just had so much that was fresh and new. And I think I will watch this every single Christmas from now on. And so it meant a lot to me, and I just loved it. I thought it was great. And so that is my favorite Christmas movie of the year, non-Hallmark favorite movie of the year. so let's go over our list. So number 10, I have Dear Santa, I Need a Date. Number 9, I have Feast of the Seven Fishes. 8, I have Turkey Drop. 7, I have The Road Home for Christmas. 6, Holiday in the Wild. 5, Grounded for Christmas. 4, A Christmas Wish. 3, A Christmas Movie Christmas. 2, Twinkle All the Way. And number 1, I have Klaus. So, Amy, what is your list?
All right, so number 10, I have Christmas Matchmakers, and number 9, I have A Very Corgi Christmas, number 8, I have Christmas with the Prince Becoming Royal, number 7, I have Christmas in Louisiana, number 6, I have A Cinderella Story Christmas Wish, number 5, I have Noel, number 4, The Night Before Christmas, number 3, Santa Girl, number 2, Let It Snow, and number 1, A Christmas Movie Christmas.
Okay, good. All right, Lord, what summarize your go over your list, please.
Number 10, A Christmas Movie Christmas. 9, Christmas in Paris. 8 Sweet Mountain Christmas, 7 Random Acts of Christmas, 6 Always and Forever Christmas, 5 Christmas in Louisiana, 4 A Storybook Christmas, 3 Matchmaker Christmas, 2 Twinkle All the Way, number 1 Christmas Love Letter.
Very good. As we covered a lot of different films, so hopefully y'all got to see as much of these as possible. And let us know what your top 10 list would be and what stood out to you and what you thought of the different films that we talked about. And if you're shocked that your favorite wasn't included, let us know. We'd love to hear that in the comment section or on Twitter. Let us know. And so Amy, where can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter at It's Amy Craig.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So make sure to check that out. And Laura, where can people find you?
On Twitter, Laura Ann Marie. And on Instagram, LauraDawn228.
Great. And we'll have all that in the description section. Make sure you guys are following all of us, and make sure you're following the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod, Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media, iTunes and YouTube. And please, if you're listening on iTunes, please leave your ratings and reviews. And if you're listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We so much appreciate that. We also have our patron group, which Laura is a member of, and we're so grateful for that. So we'll have a link to that in the description. We have our merch store with designs from artist Jessica Miller, and she's the best, and they're so cute. We have an I Survived Countdown to Christmas design that you can get that's really fun. So check that out. And thanks again, you guys. This was really fun. And we can give one last Merry Christmas to our
listeners. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hi. Well, before we go today, I just want to remind you guys that we are doing a special episode this year for fun to award some of the fun things that happened on all the Hallmark channels this year in 2019. So if you guys want to go vote for some of your favorite Hallmark content from 2019, go ahead, click the link in the description and vote for some of your favorites so that you can see it on our little Hallmarkies podcast award show coming soon. You guys have until January 10th to vote. So go ahead and do that if you want to.
Yeah. So there'll be a link in the description. Definitely you want to add your vote. Mm-hmm. Every vote counts.
Exactly. Let your voice be heard in the Hallmarkies community.
That's right. That's right.